Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Fieldhouse with Stormy and the Brodies. I'm Stormy with my Brodies, JV.
Yo, what's up with it?
Marcellus.
Call me T.I., you know who it is.
And Carl in the back.
What's goody?
And obviously, we've got to give a little bit of an update for the March Madness, because some of these things and games don't even make sense. So, guys, what are your thoughts on the Final Four and how they got there?
March Madness is rigged.
March Madness is rigged.
It is definitely rigged.
What? How can you say that, though?
The fact that UCLA lost. The fact that
UCLA
Kansas
was
lost.
A three seed.
That Kansas lost. Okay, why Kansas lose?
Because they played terrible, and it's a one-and-done tournament.
Exactly.
Come on now, JV.
Which exactly proves why it's rigged.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
they haven't played bad like that all year. They have not played that bad all year. The production was trash. They were not the same team. They had blue teams out by 30, and all of a sudden they're just trash?
JV.
I know.
Do you not remember when a 15 seed Florida Gulf Coast made it to the Final Four?
Mason
you remember
has when a not been off
you
like
remember
that.
When a number 11 seed George Mason made it to the Final Four? You remember when the number 10 seed Davidson with Steph Curry made it to the Sweet 16 and only lost by two to the number 1 seed? How's that rigged?
It's rigged.
Come on now.
You Rick, just really explained more why it's rigged.
How? It's a one and done tournament.
It's like a 10 seed.
It's a one and done tournament. That's Rick. How it goes. A 14 seed Rick. SFA beating West Virginia last year, number 3 seed. Come on now, JV. That ain't no rigged tournament.
UConn for the girls, rigged.
Oh. It's not rigged. The guys are expected to play at a peak level all season. And by the time the tournament comes around, some of those guys have been playing almost the entire game, every game, all season. They get beat down. They can't produce at the same level every single game. I'm sorry, they can't. Now, UConn women's team, they seem like they can produce at the same level of efficiency every single game and have absolutely no competition. But I have not seen that in the guys' game at all.
Exactly.
When it comes to basketball, women are better shooters either way.
I don't know about that, statistically speaking.
Bro, an entire women's team can shoot 80% like a regular basis. If a guy's team shoots 80%, it's a
they
miracle.
They also don't take near as many shots, and they also get less time.
I would say they
girls sub a lot.
No, the difference is they actually take shots instead of trying to go into each other's body, always trying to be physical and embarrass the other players.
Yeah, women's basketball is a less physical game, but
they get less minutes.
That's not the point.
That's not the point. No, it's not necessarily true that they get less minutes.
I said that they're better
shooters. They're getting less minutes.
I didn't say anything about the sport being better. I just said they're better shooters.
There's some girls that play just as much as guys play in the game.
There is some, but girls sub a lot more than guys.
Hold on, JV. I got a question for you. You really think UCLA should have won?
I don't think they should.
You think they should have beat Kentucky?
I think they should have beat Kentucky.
What? Why? Please explain why.
Ball is a dog.
Lonzo Ball is a dog.
He's a dog.
Lonzo Ball is a
he
dog.
He will be the best in the league out of everyone.
No, he won't.
Including Darren Fox.
Stop
including Darren Fox.
Stop it.
You do not think he's going to be better than Darren Fox. Look at that man highlights, bro. He is unreal.
Who? Lonzo? Or De'Aaron Fox. Yeah, De'Aaron Fox is a total.
Animal. He's an animal, but he would not be as goodness. Good in. He would not be as good in NBA. Promise you. He would not be better.
I think that because Lonzo's put so much stock in his family's put so much stock in him being the best in the NBA, his career is going to crumble because he's not going to live up to the expectation that his father and him himself think that he's going to live up. Literally in the press conference right after a loss, I promise you, if they would have interviewed him right after on the court after that loss, he'd be like, I don't even care, I'm going to the NBA. Like, you know, you go to school, you take pride in that school, whether you stay there a year or four, and he took absolutely no pride in the school and all he's worried about was getting to the NBA, and
honestly,
I think that's selfish.
Stormy, we're talking about sports here, not psychological things, not things like that, because that has nothing to do, because we honestly don't know him. We don't know if he would have said that because he didn't say that. So, I mean, I just wouldn't take that into consideration, to him being a baller in the NBA, because you're talking about him not being a good person.
If he...
How do we know that? We don't. I just know he's an athlete. He's a freakish athlete. And when he goes to the league, he's going to have great production.
De'Aaron Fox is tremendous amounts quicker than him. Like
Lonzo Ball is
so
good.
Much
Wait,
quicker.
Who did you say?
De'Aaron Fox?
No.
Lonzo Fox
is a great distributor of the ball. But, bro.
Hold on, dude. Hold on. Lonzo Ball in this.
Will be better than Fox.
No. He ain't going to be a better scorer. I know that. He didn't show up in the big game. Yeah. I know that. De'Aaron Fox dropped 39. NCAA tournament record. What Lonzo Ball do?
But
10 points? 7 assists?
Hold on. But
what?
I mean,
come
just
on
because
now.
Just because they're a stud in college doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be a great shooter in the NBA.
Exactly.
Buddy Hield was the best shooter in college basketball when he was there, but once he got into the league, he was averaging 11 points. Right now, he's averaging 13 points since he's been with the Kings for four
games. But he's
like
a rookie.
Games.
That's when he goes in, you don't expect him to be the best of the best. You think he can compete, but he's going against guys that have been there, that know how to play, that have adjusted to the game, are physically adjusted to the game, and are just experienced. You can't expect a rookie just to, like, ball out like he did in college. Just like a lot of players from college football to NFL have a hard time transitioning. You're talking bigger bodies, better conditioning, more experience. It's a different kind of game that they have to adjust to. So him having 13 points isn't a bad deal for him. It's a solid rookie performance. You're not asking him to drop 40 every game like he almost did at OU. You've got to take into account he's playing guys that he's looked up to his entire life in the NBA.
Okay, so wait, when y'all were comparing Lonzo and De'Aaron going to the NBA,
Justin Jackson from North Carolina gonna be better than Lonzo.
Hold on, were y'all talking about debut seasons, or are you talking about careers overall?
I'm saying he's gonna have a better career.
Justin Jackson is gonna be
a dog. I'm not
Josh Jackson. Are you like not thinking about these dudes that play like at Kansas and
USC? These dudes are beasts. But how can you sit there and say Ball is not a beast, bro? How can you say that? Like, how can you say?
I said he's not gonna be better than De'Aaron Fox, nor is he gonna be better than Justin Jackson. He's not.
I said no.
He overrated. He good,
he
but he overrated.
Not overrated.
Overrated. Yes.
He's definitely not
overrated.
Until we see him overrated. In the league, we will not even know.
Overrated.
We will not know. Overrated. I personally think that Darren.
Okay. Overrated. What's his only advantage? The fact that he's a 6'6", 6'7" point guard.
Yes.
And he can do it all. Okay.
Can do it all.
But he averaged 11 points a game, 8 assists,
something like that. He averaged at least 15 to 18, sir.
All right, no. I'm getting the stats.
It's 15 and 8, something like that. It's not that high.
Bro,
it's really not that good.
Bro, I'm almost certain.
Man, Justin Jackson and De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox and Justin Jackson.
One of the first times Fox has scored that many points, bro.
De'Aaron Fox is averaging 18 points a game all year? What are you talking about?
Bro, it's not that high. De'Aaron Fox, look it up.
Oh, my God. I don't need
Lonzo.
To.
Lonzo averaged 14.6 points.
14.
Closer to 15, and you said 11. So actually,
okay, 14 and what, 7, right? 7 assists?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can't even compare them seeing that the way that they sub, bro. Like, I'm just saying, I just don't think that stuff's accurate compared to when they get to the league. I'm just saying, like, if you're talking about, like, prototype, when you talk about guys going to the league, those guys are looking at size so they can develop those guys. Why do you think guys go D1? They're not necessarily better than the shorter guys.
Okay, so hold on.
But they're going to develop. He has a lot more to develop.
You talk about size?
Size.
Okay, so Golden State drafted Steph Curry out of college from Davidson, averaging 25 points a game at number 7 spot. Because he was little or because he could flat out play?
Bro,
which one?
Do you think that's everybody?
Of course,
there's short people in the league that are called. Drew Brees is 5'10".
Steph Curry is not short by any means.
Drew Brees is 5'10".
Steph Curry not short, though. You do realize he's 6'3", right?
Smaller.
He's skinny,
That's what I meant by small. But I'm saying that they look at size when they're looking at, like, guys that they want, that they try to get on their team. They're looking at size to develop those players is what I'm saying. I'm not saying, like, Steph Curry's not good because he's skinny. They watch his film. I'm just saying that when they see raw talent, like when those pro scouts, they see raw talent, they see, oh, he's averaging 14 points, but he has the body. He has the size. He would take him over somebody like De'Aaron Fox if they saw different intangibles. When he's only averaging, what, 2 to 3 more points, he's not even in the league yet. We don't even know how much he's going to be averaging in the league. But I know one thing, De'Aaron Fox can distribute the ball, and he definitely will be a great player. I just think Ball will be better.
I do agree with you on the size fact. You can't coach size.
Exactly.
It's not like you can make anyone taller. And so I think that Ball offers a little bit different. But the question is, can he play well off the ball when he gets into the league? And that's going to be the biggest question because, you know, what if he gets on a team and they already have a point guard? If he wants play time, he's got to figure out a way to work off the ball.
I need him to show me he can play defense because as far as I'm concerned, De'Aaron Fox ain't nowhere near on the level of Kyrie Irving. You know he plays point guard. Hold on. He plays point guard, right?
Lonzo Ball
plays point guard, right?
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. So if De'Aaron Fox dropping 39 on Lonzo, what you think Kyrie, Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, Isaiah Thomas?
Wow,
they play point guard. That's going to be his matchups. That's my whole point.
You got to think about the whole different setup, bro. He's going to be running a whole different scheme when he get into the league than when he get into college. You know those are two
schemes. That's offense. But defense-wise, he's going to have to guard them.
It's going to be a whole different setup.
He's going to get cooked.
We're going to see De'Aaron Fox get cooked because they're going to all go to the league where they're going against guys that have
De'Aaron Fox strapped up Lonzo better than Lonzo strapped up him.
We'll see who anybody
locked up. 13 to 20 from the field, 39 points. NCAA tournament record.
Who's gonna lock up Kyrie Irving? Is he gonna do that against Kyrie Irving? No.
That's my whole point.
None of them are, but you comparing them to Kyrie. Nobody can just
I didn't just say Kyrie. I don't even know if he can stop the average point guard. He ain't showed me nothing.
Okay, we'll see.
I'm just telling you. He showed me absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
And then we're going to be on the show saying, I told you so, Jake. I'm like, okay.
All right. You,
I told you so, Marcellus. But
whatever, man. Whatever.
But hey, Gabe, wait. Let's hold up. Hold up. Where was SMU the whole time? I know y'all remember that show that Marcellus said SMU was going to be in the Final Four.
I did, and you do realize I was joking about that, right?
Yeah, you seem pretty serious. Yeah. I'm pretty sure we can go back. I just had to put that on there.
Yeah, whatever.
So that just shows how much Marcellus knows about.
Proceed, man. My national champion is in the Final Four, though. You do realize that, right?
Oh, who do you pick?
Yeah, who'd you pick? You picked Duke to win the championship. Who'd you pick?
I picked Kansas, and they lost.
And they out of there, too.
They lost.
UNC going to win the whole thing, like I said from the get-go.
But you had SMU being a shocker. They shocked. They didn't shock.
Nah, I know, but
definitely.
And who did I say was gonna win the whole thing? UNC.
UNC will not win it. Oh. Oregon.
Can we end the show, please? Please end the show.
Oregon's winning it. Oregon's winning it.
Guys, thanks for a lively conversation as always.
Oregon's winning it.
I'm Stormy with the Brodies, and we're signing off from the Fieldhouse.
We got it.
Oregon's winning it.
Let's go, Big O.